I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, March the 16th. And this hour, we open the lines for your suggestions for guests and topics and your feedback on this program. It's my March open line, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email, talk@wpr.org. And we have one line open for you right now. Three of the lines are filled by some of my favorite callers, but it prompts me to ask this question. Do you think it's worth holding an open line like this every month? Or, as a listener, is this boring to you? If you don't usually call in during the open line, we also want to hear from you. I notice that many of the callers during the open lines are regular callers to this program and other programs and for these open lines. Is it worth it as a listener to you to hear what's on the minds of our callers or not? Should we hold this open line every month on all of our talk shows for suggestions and feedback? I have seen some emails that have come in over the even just this past month saying that these open lines or any program that doesn't have a guest is lazy and not worth it. Is that how you think feel about this, or do you think we should continue doing monthly open lines? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'll be on vacation next week, by the way. Jean Purcell will be filling in for me. And I know producer Leo Duran has some good stuff set ahead. I know we are starting to get some presidential candidates agreeing to join us. And GOP presidential candidate John Cox will be joining Jean Purcell next week on Thursday, March the 22nd. When I get back from vacation on Tuesday, March the 27th, Democratic presidential candidate Bill Richardson will be my guest. So I'll share with you some other programs that we have set ahead as we go along, and let's go to the phones and take Pam in Fenimore first. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Hey, I've never called before, so you got your wish. Nobody who's ever called before.
Oh, thank you.
And this is not boring. As a matter of fact, my heart is just racing.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you called. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Did you have an idea for a program?
Yeah. I listened to a documentary, and I know you've covered them before, like Who Killed the Electric Car and An Inconvenient Truth. Well, my daughter and I listened to a fascinating one this week called The U.S. versus John Lennon. And it focuses on John Lennon as a peace advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real blast from the past. There were interviews from people like John Dean, Nixon's White House lawyer, who testified against Nixon in Watergate, and G. Gordon Liddy. I think he was a part of the FBI. Does that remind you of I, Scooter Libby?
Yeah, well, this was a documentary. I do recall, did you see it on a DVD?
I rented it from my local movie store. The people that produced it was David Leaf and John Steinfeld,
mm-hmm.
and Yoko Ono was a part of it, and there were people there like interviewed like Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers, Angela Davis, I think she was part of the Panthers, the Black Panthers, and who ran against Nixon in 1972? Was that McGovern?
I think it was, yeah.
Those people were interviewed. Carl Bernstein, mm-hmm. the guy from Watergate, was interviewed. Yoko Ono, and the guy that was, a part of the Born of the Fourth of July, the paralyzed Vietnam vet, that movie was based on that Tom Cruise played.
Sounds really interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so you think we maybe get the filmmaker or somebody to talk about
that?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, after the Beatles broke up, John Lennon did no concerts for money.
Yeah.
You know, he did one for raising money for handicapped, and another one was to raise awareness for radical peace activist John Sinclair, who was thrown into jail for selling two joints to an undercover police officer. He was thrown in there for 10 years and sat there to rot until John Lennon, you know, focused on it, and then he was released the next day.
Pam, thank you very much for the suggestion. And as a listener, when you don't, I know it's probably, you're nervous calling in, and it's exciting calling in, but when you listen along, do you like hearing different ideas from
Clinton? I love public radio. Mm-hmm. I've been listening for 2 years, and I'm a member, or maybe more years now, and I've never called in. I never had an idea. Well, and now I had a good one, I thought.
You did. And
Another one you might want to talk about is the Jersey Girls. You know, the women who were widowed during 9/11, they weren't too happy with the commission report or whatever report it was. And they did another movie called 9/11 Press for Truth. And you might want to do something about them.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate all the suggestions. First-time caller during an open line. It is the March open line, and we'll get to more of your ideas after this check of the weather. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins after 4 o'clock. Every Friday after 4, Ben opens up the lines and does your views on the news. You can call in with your thoughts on the biggest news stories of the week. We will review the news of the week after 8 o'clock with two guests from different political perspectives. Back to the phones, and Ryan in Ellsworth is with us now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I think it's great that you do the open line once a month. I think it's an opportunity for callers that may not have call in on a regular basis to call in and not have to feel pressure to make a specific comment, you know?
Okay.
But I also was, an idea for a topic was something that, you know, I think they talk about some on the west side in the afternoon, but the impact that there's a lot of developments coming into St. Croix County, Pierce County out in western Wisconsin, and the impact that's having on the schools and the local economy.
I'm sorry, the impact of what?
The all the developments that are coming into western Wisconsin.
Okay.
Like the Pierce and St. Croix County.
All right. Thank you very much, Ryan. We'll certainly consider that. I'm not sure. Try to make these programs of statewide interest. So we'd want to talk about something that I'm sure there's various growth in other parts of the state as well, and maybe similar impacts. Laura in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Well, this might dovetail kind of into the previous call. I'm interested in low-income rental housing. You know, the push has been towards first-time home ownership, but now with the crash of the subprime market, I'm thinking we might even have, you know, more renters coming into the market out there. With gentrification happening, I know it's really big here in Madison, but I think it's pretty huge in some other larger cities in the state. You know, we've got about 50% of the people in Madison rent, and there just isn't any low-income stock. It's all going into condos. So I'm just thinking Madison tried in inclusionary zoning, but that the rental part of that got thrown out by the courts. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, tax relief has been targeted solely at homeowners. Renters don't get a dime of any property tax relief. I just think we're headed for a crisis here, and I don't hear enough about it.
All right.
I don't know who. I know Mark Olinger, Percy Brown in Madison, but I think any of the larger cities are dealing with this.
I think you're right, Laura. Thank you very much. Laverne in Monroe, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what do you think today?
These open lines are great. That first caller really said it all, I believe. The enthusiasm she had in her voice.
Yeah, she did. She had a lot of she liked that U.S. versus John Lennon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is worth doing these days?
Everybody knows about the United Nations, but I don't think a lot of people know what the Trilateral Commission is. You've heard of it, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
I think you should have a guest on it.
That's been around for a long time, though, hasn't it? Is there something new about that?
It has been, but I don't think a lot of people know exactly what the duty of it is.
Yeah, would that be boring?
Not at all. Not with oil.
All right.
Another thing, what's the consultant? Every time our county board does something, city hall, or even the school board members now, they're hiring consultants. And he's a consultant, just another lobbyist. Because when I talked to the City Hall, well, we have to do this because the state says we have to do it. So I call our state representatives, and they said, well, no, you don't have to do this. But the consultants keeps to kind of come around and say, we have to. We always got to hire a consultant.
All
What's
right.
the purpose of a county board or a city mm-hmm. hall people, you know?
All right. What's the role of this consultant, and why are consultants consulting our government agencies and such? All right. Thank you very much, Laverne. I don't think that's the same as the lobbyist, but really haven't looked into it very much. John in Madison, hi.
Yeah, well, this show's the equivalent of Ben Maron's 4 o'clock hour, and it only occurs once a month, and people can come on and say what they think's important. So I think as far as Wisconsin Public Radio being an outlet for democratic expression, it's absolutely essential. Whether regulars like myself appear once a month or not is immaterial. It's good for everybody. I liked your show on the earlier in the week on the privatization of the Iraqi oil. I think mm-hmm. that's an absolutely essential topic, and it was timely. I got to read her article in the New York Times the same day, and it was mm-hmm. deeply appreciated. A recent show last week that came out, the 300, the Greek Alamo about the Battle of Thermopylae, I would like to hear discussed by a professor of history. It was a kind of a parable about supposedly the United States and Iran, really about Sparta and Persia, that I would like to hear a historian talk about the reality of Sparta and Persia, because they're totally different than this show. The show was fictionalized nonsense. The other thing I'd like to hear is the Union of Concerned Scientists talk about the plans of the United States to completely replace all our nuclear warheads with improved versions. Synonymous with this, the British are saying that they're now going to have nuclear subs that capable of using Trident nuclear missiles. In other words, the arms race is starting. The Russians are completely upset about interceptors being placed in Poland and radar bases in the Czech Republic. And the Chinese are shooting down weather satellites, preparing for space warfare. So everything looks incredibly ominous with this neocon agenda, and I wish you'd have the Union of Concerned Scientists cover this.
All right, thanks, John. And, John, I do appreciate your calls, and certainly you have some great suggestions. You had one last month that I wanted to update you on. It was an author, Chalmers, I think.
Pardon me?
Chalmers, did you?
Yeah, Nemesis.
Yeah, he won't do mornings, and I think we're working on getting him on Ben's show in the afternoon.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thanks. And Rick in La Crosse is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
I want to second and quintuple the approval for the continuance of the open line as it makes Wisconsin Public Radio truly town hall-like, Vermont-style, democracy, which we don't have in the country as a whole. And so please, by all means, do not, I repeat, do not abolish it. It's not boring. I love it.
Okay, Rick, you can call in and do town hall stuff on all the other issues, too. You think somehow this is different?
Because it helps to direct what is in fact a public utility, it's a public good toward addressing public needs, and
I get it. I just wanted to make sure you weren't thinking.
As for suggestions, mm-hmm. as for suggestions, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
Have Amy Goodman and Bill Moyers on again to talk about. And someone from the Electronic Freedom, I forget what the name of the group is exactly, Electronic Frontier Foundation, I think that's the name of the group, talk about media consolidation and curtailment of freedom on the Internet, number one. Number two, I'd like to have Father Jeffrey Bottoms from Blackpool, London, talk to people about the Cuban Five. Have you ever done a show on the Cuban Five?
No, I don't think I have.
The five Cuban intelligence that were imprisoned for life when they were in the United States to try to prevent acts of terrorism by Cuban exiles in Miami against Cuba. And they had they were monitoring Orlando Bosch's group and other groups in Florida, and they were arrested, fraudulently accused of plotting assassination and spying, when in fact they collected no information on national security, merely information on the activities of Cuban terrorist cells in Miami.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate your suggestions and your vote to keep the monthly open line. Brenda in Boscobel, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm interested in a show about hepatitis C. It's like a horrible disease, and it kills people. And I don't think a lot of people know they have it until they go to, like, donate blood, and the Red Cross does a screen, and they come up positive for hepatitis C. And it's just out there, and people need to be more aware of it.
Thank you very much, Brenda, for the call. Certainly, we try to do different issues. I'm not sure you just want an informational program, that what is hepatitis C and get tested for it. Would that last an hour for call-ins and such?
It probably could, because they could talk about transmission, treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that know a lot of stuff about hepatitis C out there.
Yeah.
I could give you names later.
We can certainly look up some experts on that. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Mike in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I'm a plumber. And, you know, maybe a year or two ago, my father started getting into certified organic farming. And he's a business person, but we have a family farm. And I've just sort of been educated sort of just by listening a little bit. And you start hearing about how food is so genetically modified. And it's interesting on job sites. Even the everyday average worker, I'm here in Milwaukee plumbing a big commercial job. And it's funny how people know a little bit about it, but they're really concerned, because there's this ongoing debate about organic versus traditional farming now, which is really chemical farming. And the correlation to cancer. I'm a plumber. I do cancer clinics. There's a cancer clinic at every corner of every small town, and there never used to be. And it's interesting how people really they sort of talk about it, and they're really, really concerned, but no one really knows a lot about it. And I think it really starting to affect people, the children. There's ongoing debates with farmers and so forth as far as this organic, and they don't want to be organic, and what it takes to be organic, and the rules involved, and it's really starting to change people. It's starting to really affect people, how we move food through the country, the whole debate about food and what it's actually doing. You know, I learned the other day from my dad, I mean, you can't even grow seeds. You buy fruit from the store. You can't even plant the seeds. They're dead.
Yeah.
They've been so genetically modified that we've managed to ruin that in our food system.
Mike, thank you very much. Certainly we've done a few things on genetically modified foods and those issues, but always looking for some new pegs on those issues. So thanks very much for those suggestions. What about you? It's the March Open Line, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at wpr.org. Give us your feedback, your suggestions, and your answer to this question. Should we continue to hold monthly open lines like this? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Friday, March the 16th. And this is my March open line. Once a month, we open the phones for you to suggest guests and topics and to ask questions and to offer feedback on this program. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What's on your mind today? What do you think will make a good talk show for the entire state of Wisconsin? What issues do you think we're not hearing enough about, or maybe hearing too much about? Your questions and thoughts are welcome. We did get an email. You can email us too, talk@wpr.org, from Larry in, I'm not sure where. And he writes, Joy, you said it yourself. The first three callers on this open line were regulars who call in every open line and more often than that. Who cares to hear what these same people say again and again? Take suggestions by email and give us shows with insightful guests. So there's one point of view. We have received some other comments from listeners in recent months saying, don't do programs, don't do these open lines, or don't do programs as open lines without guests because we want to hear the guests. Are these open lines useful? Are you bored by them? Do you enjoy hearing what's on the minds of listeners around the callers around the state of Wisconsin who call this program? Especially if you don't regularly call, I'm interested in hearing from you on that question. Back to the phones, and Don and Aaron is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joey.
Morning.
I just wanted to confirm the fact that the show is boring, but it does come on at a time when there's nothing else worth listening to on the radio, so I think you're okay with that.
I'm sorry, you're saying the show itself is boring and
no, just
the open line?
Just the open line.
Okay.
Part.
All right.
And
now, there's plenty of other choices out there for you, but I'm glad you're with us.
Yes. Well, anyway, I also wanted to respond to an earlier caller who recommended having the Concerned Scientist group on. I think they really come from the left side of the issues, and any time we think about putting them on, we certainly need to have the opposing viewpoint. If we're talking about global warming or whatever it is, I think we need to definitely hear the opposite side, because in my opinion, that group has very little credibility in the scientific world.
Okay, thank you very much, Don. We certainly do try to look for guests representing different sides, and I take your point about the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thank you for your suggestion. Rick in Sussex, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty well, thank you. I guess I'm a first-time caller to the open line, and I would say, yes, absolutely, keep it on. It's a great opportunity for us to give input to the show. So my idea for a show is, have you had a show on recently or at all about a right-to-serve law in the state of Wisconsin?
I don't think so.
I have some interest in that in regard to its ability to provide some political reform to our system here in Wisconsin. They've been quite effective in other states. So I'd be interested in seeing a show, maybe have some guests on from other states who have right-to-serve laws and the impact that has had on bringing in a better crop of candidates to run for office at all different levels of government.
So that's why I was hesitating. I know there's right-to-work laws and these other – what is right-to-serve?
A right-to-serve law is, with regard to your employment, it's similar to military service. If you're elected to an office, and of course it would have to be determined how significant the political office, your employer would be required by law to hold your seniority and your health and welfare and whatever other benefits you might have until you return back to work again.
Oh.
So you'd have somewhere to fall back on if if for some reason you didn't get reelected. It would encourage people, I think, maybe to stop being career politicians and get back to the more Jeffersonian model of running for public office. So that's my suggestion.
Thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate it. Tom in Viroqua, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have a recommendation for a program. It is timely once again to have a show on the Flambeau Mine.
What's new at the Flambeau Mine?
Well, Tom Clark, of course, had scores of programs on that over the years as it was being permitted and everything else. But within the last month or so, the Flambeau Mine has applied for a certificate of completion, essentially saying they think they have successfully reclaimed the site there, and they want the state to give back 80% of the money that was put in a reclamation bond, and they want to be able to declare that this was successfully reclaimed. There's lots of evidence to show that this is not the case, and the battle that was once the major environmental battle within the state is once again very active. Over it'll be for the next month to a month and a half before they well, there's a hearing coming up and a bunch of other activities. So it's something that people should be aware of, because it was not widely publicized at all, and something that that this this claim that the mining company is saying that this is their flagship, you know, example mine of one that was successfully worked, which is patently false, you know, really should be openly refuted. I'd suggest Al Geddix at the UW La Crosse, who has spoken on this issue many times, would be a very good guest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Tom. I've written down, I haven't been following the latest on the Flambeau mine, and we can certainly do some sort of update. Al in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just noticed an article in Milwaukee Journal this morning, GM wants relief from retiree care. I think GM is going to be hit probably by high health care costs.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to get out of its obligations. I'm sure other corporations are thinking along the same lines, as well as probably municipalities, school boards, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
And I think we ought to get into some type of program looking at alternatives. Perhaps it's time to talk about nationalized health care or something like that. That would certainly provide some relief to some of the gigantic corporations, and I wouldn't be concerned too much about a progressive type of graduated income tax or something like that to support it.
Yeah, I know we are planning. Thank you very much, Al, for the suggestion there. I know we were planning on revisiting the issue of single payer in Wisconsin with some state legislation. It's not on the federal level, but because there hasn't been a lot of action on the federal level, states are trying to do things here. So I think we'll do a program updating the efforts to do that in Wisconsin sometime in the near future. Thank you. And next is Bill in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I know that the current concern about the war in Iraq is part of the wider concern about resource wars that we're about to be involved in the 21st century. And so I would like to call your attention to a scholar named Michael T. Clare, K-L-A-R-E, who is a national security intellectual and has published very widely on the issue of resource wars, the new landscape of global conflict, and in particular of this conflict that we're in. He's written a recent book called Blood and Oil, The Dangers and Consequences of America's Growing Petroleum Dependency.
Thank you for that suggestion, Bill. Sounds interesting. Also sounds somewhat familiar. We'll check to make sure no one's done that recently, but maybe we can follow up on that in the future. We appreciate your thoughts and your suggestion. I also got an email from a listener in the past a couple of weeks telling me that she thought we had way too many liberal guests on the air, liberal topics, thought that Wisconsin Public Radio was too liberal, suggested a couple of topics she considered conservative. She said, why don't we hear from Rod Page, the former education secretary, who has a new book out that apparently takes teachers' unions to task. And we are going to be following up on that suggestion from that listener. And what about you? I'm wondering if you have some thoughts along those lines. Do you think we have too many liberal guests on versus conservative guests? And if you're a conservative or someone who knows of a conservative viewpoint or guest that you think Wisconsin Public Radio should be pursuing, we'd like to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, it's our Friday Week in Review. Two guests from different perspectives reviewing the top political news stories of the week coming up after 8 o'clock. This is the March Open Line for this program, welcoming your suggestions for guests and topics, and any feedback or questions you have as well. Mike in Appleton is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. If I may, two suggestions. Firstly, I think the program is very useful. There was a program done earlier this week. I don't know if it was on your show or Kathleen's show on geothermal energy. And
it was
the impact
on Kathleen's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the impact that can have on global warming, energy saving, et cetera. So more shows on that.
Okay.
And the other one of your previous callers, it just sparked an idea in me. You know, talking about health care and the huge problem that it is in the country, why don't these huge corporations, General Motors, AT&T, all of these big ones, why don't they hire their own doctors and provide medical services to their employees? You know, these companies probably have 5,000-10,000 people who work in one particular area. If they created their own health service for their own people, they could dramatically lower their costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if anybody's attempted that ever, but we can certainly think about it. Thank you. Dan in La Crosse, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Joey. It's a pleasure to be able to call in. Mm-hmm. And I support this because sometimes I think it's the only opportunity a person gets to get off topic subject and give their sound bite about something that just sparks an interest in a listener.
Mm-hmm.
So I support that. And also, I have of the opinion that the meaning of life is one word, and that is participate. So, and my idea for a show is the value of currency, what makes a dollar worth a dollar, whether it be in real estate or that Iraq and Iran have to sell oil for American currency, or whatever it is, what makes our money worth its value, you know?
Yeah, who would be a guest for something like that?
Well, there's got to be these economist people that know, you know, the bankers mm-hmm. and so forth, they got to know what makes a dollar worth a dollar. What is it that actually makes our money worth its said value as opposed to the euro?
I get it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan. I'm not sure that one's quite up my alley, but I'll give it some thought. Thank you very much. And thanks for your vote on the open line as well. Tim in Schulzberg. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joy. I just wanted to respond to your comment about whether or not you had too many liberals or conservatives. And it seems to me that as I've been listening, the conservatives have been offered the podium very often, but seem to have been running for the hills here lately.
Well, sometimes we do invite and are turned down. You're right. That is, I wouldn't say that they're running for the hills, but that does happen on occasion.
But I appreciate the number of different topics and different people that you have on here.
Okay, good. And then thank you very much. All right. So you're right. That does happen from time to time. We'll invite a guest of any perspectives, and sometimes it might be a Republican or a conservative and get turned down. Sometimes we get turned down by guests for, you know, non-political reasons, too. They just don't like the time of day, or they're too busy, or they don't want to give us an hour. So we do put in requests to guests and sometimes aren't able to get them on the air. Bernie in Whitewater, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Yes, please keep the open lines. Two suggestions. One is I'd love to hear a rebuttal to the guest that it was on a month or two ago who wanted to raise alcohol taxes. I'd like to hear from somebody who wants to reduce the federal and state alcohol taxes.
All right, you know, and that's a case in point, Bernie, that we did attempt to get a guest. We tried a couple of different places and kept on getting turned down in terms of the other side of the beer tax anyway.
Perhaps you could find someone sitting at a bar in Madison or Milwaukee who would be glad to espouse that point of view.
Yeah, maybe.
On a different note, the 9/11 quote conspiracy theories, for a couple years after 9/11, I believe the government couldn't have been involved, that there weren't elements. Now I'm firmly believing that they were. And one recent thing that came out was that there were rescue workers in Building 7 who were told to get out of that building because it was going to be brought down intentionally, which is a complete contradiction to the official story. I know whenever this topic comes up, it's tough to say you believe that there was government complicity, some people in the government in letting or enabling this thing to happen, because it kind of discredits you. As soon as people hear it, they're like, oh my God, you know, that's so far out of left field, it couldn't possibly be true, and none of us want it to be true. But I believe it's true, and I believe that it's something that requires. I know there are some nuts out there, you know, saying what if the Pentagon wasn't a plane, et cetera, et cetera. But I think there's enough solid scholarship on this that this huge event of 9/11. I just don't believe the common wisdom. I think we've all been told a story, and it's been repeated so many times that, unfortunately, it's treated as fact.
Yeah, I don't know, Bernie. I mean, we've done pros and cons, and people saying, you know, point by point, why the 9/11 conspiracy. With why those arguments don't hold water, and I don't know how many more programs we need to do. You see, want somebody else on saying that it was a conspiracy because of this specific instance that you brought up.
Well, I, would say that, you know, there are a number of incidents, you know, why there weren't any fighter jets in the air.
Well, I mean, have you, that's what I'm saying, is that we've had like two or three programs,
right.
You know, with people saying those things, and two or three programs with people saying, no, the fighter planes weren't, you know, it was fact by all the various rebuttals to those 9/11.
No, I understand, and I guess that just kind of shows the power of the conventional wisdom, you know, that if there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that this thing was not what it's presented to be, surely it's something that should get some airing, and you know, the corporate media won't touch it.
Well, I guess that's, thank you very much. I think that we've certainly touched it, and I think it's gotten quite a bit of airing on Wisconsin Public Radio, and I don't know if we're going to jump on that one again, but I do appreciate the thought. David in Oshkosh, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. First off, I want to say I love the program, and I'm very happy that you guys have this open forum. Two suggestions.
Okay.
I'm curious if you guys have had a program on Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, that recently came out within the last 6-7 months.
I'm sorry, what was the name of it again?
America, Freedom to Fascism.
No, we have not. I didn't on this program anyway.
Yeah, it's going through the tax laws and the standard of living compared to, say, 1950 to today, where the percentage of a family's income was, the percent taken from taxes in 1950 was roughly 2%, and today the taxes are taken are roughly 25%. And it goes into why the tax laws proposed in 1913 were unconstitutional. And my second idea would be to have a show about not Republicans, Democrats, but, say, the Libertarian Party, which is based off of...
Oh, sure. We have lots of Libertarian guests on, David, and we'll. You just want a program on what is the Libertarian Party.
I think... a lot of people don't really recognize it as...
I'm pretty sure Bernie, the caller from Whitewater, is sort of libertarian. He might have been used to be.
Yeah,
but yeah, anyway. Yeah, I got you, David. Thank you very much for your suggestions. We're just running close to the end of the hour, and I want to get on the rest of the caller. So I do appreciate your suggestions. Scott in St. Paul, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I also want to say I love your show. I like the idea of having the open line. I think you have too many conservative guests, too many. I would like to see more of the liberal guests because I can get the conservative viewpoint anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And one suggestion for a possible program would be I know the governor's proposed a domestic partnership domestic partnership benefits for state employees, and I'm just wondering if you could have a guest on that would talk about how that would impact the state and the budget and or some of the benefits to having that from some of the corporate perspective on why they have domestic partnership benefits and the things that they see that is good for business and why they do that. So,
thank you very much. I think we certainly should take another look at that issue since it is a part of the state budget. We're doing a lot of that budget examination over this budget writing time. Thanks for the suggestions and your thoughts on the other issues. Greg in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Thanks, Joy. I keep the program. I think it's very good. I don't find it boring. You don't have too many conservative guests. I think you're balanced. And as your guests often say, Wisconsin Public Radio listeners are some of the smartest listeners they ever encounter.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, I have an idea for a program, but I'm going to email it to you.
Okay.
If that's all right, because it's on healthcare, and in all honesty, every public radio caller that calls in wants single payer. I do too. I'm a liberal, but I think really we're in a market-based healthcare system, and I think you need somebody on to explain that so the listeners get an idea of why it's almost impossible to move our healthcare system into single payer.
I appreciate that, Greg. I'm going to give you my email, and anybody can certainly email me a suggestion at any time. You don't have to wait for the open line time. My last name is spelled C-A-R-D-I-N, C-A-R-D-I-N at WPR.org. My producer is Leo Duran. And his email address is duran@wpr.org. And Sean in Burlington is with us. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Keep the show. I've actually gone out and researched topics that other people have called in before. I did a show on it, and I've looked those things up, and that's great. And I wouldn't see the email, quite frankly. My idea for a show is Corey Mason, the assemblyman out of Racine, has introduced a bill regarding the partisan caucuses in the state legislature. And I follow politics, and I was completely unaware of this, that they adjourn into private caucuses, and they do shuttle diplomacy between the Republicans and the Democrats.
You know what, Sean, I'm sort of aware of that system, and we will look up that bill, but we're out of time for now. So I appreciate your suggestion and your vote on the open line. Again, you can give us suggestions anytime. We welcome them. We do follow up on those that we can. And I just gave you my email address. You can also send them on our website, Listener Services, WPR.org, 1-800-747-7444, the toll-free number. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Leo Duran. This is the Ideas Network.